USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fast-moving wildfire spread by high winds has torched Boulder County, Colorado. Thousands of people escaped by running for their lives. Officials say it's very fortunate only minor injuries have been reported so far. Dave Hope is the police chief in Louisville.
There may be covering hazards, including areas that are still hot. Please be sure where you are stepping and reaching are safe to prevent injury.
At least 1,000 homes have been destroyed. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the blaze. Officials say there was some minor damage when a tornado hit Hopkinsville, Kentucky. A few businesses and at least 3 homes were damaged. One person who needed supplemental oxygen was taken to a local hospital due to widespread power outages. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. I know you had a great Merry Christmas, and because of the unbelievable, overwhelming response that we've had during the holidays, we are extending that special Christmas offer. That's right, we're extending it only for WAR listeners.
And that's an extra 40% off for WAR listeners. And what else are we going to do, babe?
We're going to give you your spouse for free. That's right, you get to add your spouse for no extra charge. Only until the end of the year. This is WAR listeners only. Hey, this is your time. It's a New Year's revolution. Not a resolution. It's a revolution. Get your body. Get your health that you deserve. Throw down the gauntlet and say, this is our year to do it. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
The Biden administration has extended operations on the International Space Station through 2030 to enable a seamless transition to commercial space stations. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced in a statement that NASA will continue working with the European Space Agency, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, Canadian Space Agency, and also Russia's State Space Corporation, Roscosmos. Earlier this month, NASA awarded $415 million to 3 companies for the development of commercial destinations in space. Blue Origin, aerospace company NanoRox, and aerospace and defense company Northrop Grumman. In April, NASA awarded close to $3 billion to SpaceX to continue the development of the first commercial human lander called HLS Starship, which will take astronauts to the moon before someday taking humans to Mars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Comedian actress Betty White has passed away just a few weeks shy from her 100th birthday. She made television audiences laugh for more than 7 decades. In the 1950s, White launched her own TV show called Life with Elizabeth. On the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she played Sue Ann Nivens, who hosted the Happy Homemaker TV show.
Oh, if you get too close, you're afraid the little pilot light of desire that flickers within you might turn your whole oven on.
She played Rose from St. Olaf, Minnesota, on TV's The Golden Girls.
I should have said no to the Miss St. Olaf beauty pageant. It was 1951. That was the first year they let humans enter, too.
And she played Erica Ostrowski on the TV show Hot in Cleveland.
You thought Liberace was straight?
I could have turned him.
She won 7 Emmy Awards and became the first woman ever to win an Emmy for serving as a game show host. In 2010, she became the oldest host for Saturday Night Live. And in 2014, she was the world record keeper for holding the longest TV career for a female entertainer. She said that her third husband, Password host Alan Ludden, was the true love of her life. He passed away suddenly in 1981. Police in Los Angeles said they characterized her death as a natural death investigation and said no foul play was suspected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.